Okay, good morning guys. For those of you who don't know me, I am Nikki and I am part of the leadership team here at Falkirk Vineyard. And this morning we're just going to get sucked straight in and start reading some of the scriptures. The reading this morning is going to be from Psalm 46 and I am going to be reading from the New Living Translation. So if you have a Bible, feel free to follow along, but the words will, they will come up. I thought that was the words, but they will come up on the screen, I'm sure. Okay, Psalm 46 says this: God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. A river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The nations are in chaos, and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders, and the earth melts. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Come see the glorious works of the Lord. See how he brings destruction upon the world. He causes wars to end throughout the earth. He breaks the bow and snaps the spear. He burns the shields with fire. Be still and know that I am God. I will be honored by every nation. I will be honored throughout the world. The Lord of heaven's armies is here among us. The God of Israel is our fortress. Amen. Now, I don't know if you've noticed, but I haven't actually preached in a while. And actually, one of the reasons for this is that life became so overwhelming and many things hit our family from different sides. You see, the last 2 years have been tough. And I know for sure that all of you have had a hard time with your own stresses and life circumstances taking their toll on you. No one has been untouched, and it has been a confusing and anxious time. One thing that I have definitely learned through this experience is that any control that I thought that I had over my life was kind of like a bit of an illusion. It seemed like the ground beneath us was shaken, just like this psalm says. Curveballs were coming thick and fast, and I felt like before I even had a chance to deal with the last one, another one was coming and hitting us. Now, if you thought 2 years ago that your security lay in your finances or your job or your savings, furlough, redundancies, and salary decreases have put an end to that trust. And any savings that you may have had are likely to have been eaten up. If you found your purpose in what you do, this too has been on shaky ground, as many people have actually lost their jobs, or maybe they've had to pivot to get work wherever they can. Or maybe you've been a critical worker, and your job has been extra busy as you've had extra responsibilities, and you feel like, actually, this wasn't the job that I signed up for. Or maybe you're a student, and it's completely different to what you imagined student life would be as you've sat in front of a screen for a lot of time. How about if you built your security in relationships with others and you strive to be liked by everyone? Well, after 2 years of various states of isolation and Zoom calls being our main source of connection, many relationships have come out the other end, quite frankly, looking a little bit worse for wear. Or maybe you were secure in your body and your health. Well, living through a global pandemic has definitely made people have to face the fact that these bodies are not immortal. And the truth is that none of us were able to control any of it. It felt like the ground was slipping from under us and we were kind of free falling. Now, I don't know about you, but I learned that I was actually addicted to control. I tried my very hardest to hang on, but at some point I just had to deal with the fact that I had no choice but to let go. Now, the one thing that this Psalm 46, promises is that God is with us. And looking back, I can't be sure of much, but I am 100% sure that he indeed was with us. Now, I have loved this Psalm for many years, but I really felt like we were living through it during this time. It felt more real than ever. It was timely. God's word for us for the moment. In the midst of all the turmoil, I heard God invite us to be still and know that I am God. These are God's words actually spoken directly to us, and he's speaking directly to you here. I heard this call from God at the very beginning of the pandemic, before we really knew how long it was going to go on for or what the fallout would actually be. I thought this was the perfect opportunity to be still, as everything was cancelled. We finally had the time to be still. We are a generation that fills our time with busyness and hurry and constant distraction, unlike any that have gone before us. I imagined lots of quiet times with God because my to-do list had drastically decreased and my diary was looking a little empty. But I had to come to the conclusion that my reasons for lack of stillness were not all just external factors, and perhaps it was an inner heart matter. Being still was pretty tough for me, and I managed to not actually put much extra time or effort into being still with God. Granted, I was trying to homeschool and do my daily walk and go to Tesco's once a week, and I did spend longer on my phone connecting with people. I spent hours and hours and hours trying to record church sermons and the announcements without killing my husband or going crazy at my children. Well, I did sometimes go crazy at my children and then press record and smile at you guys in the camera, because they did obviously need a drink and snack right at that 54-minute moment. So I watched 24-hour news, and I read up on people's conspiracy theories on Twitter. I learned loads about S3 history, and I tried my very best to watch BBC bite-sized videos on maths, only to find out all these years later, guess what, I still suck at maths. I watch lots of Disney Plus, Netflix, BBC iPlayer, Apple TV, and Amazon Prime. I rewatched films from my youth because I ran out of new movies to watch. I even participated in Joe Wicks's daily PE lessons. Well, I did it for a while. I was anything but still. And my sleep pattern wasn't great. I found sleep hard because I hated the silence. It meant I had no distraction, so I had time to worry. I worried about, well, will we have to sell our house? I thought about money and how we would survive. I was really worried about my children's education. I was super worried about their friendship groups. I worried about everybody's mental health. I really worried about my family's ability to connect with God when we weren't meeting together as community and as a family, as church, as we have done and as I have taken granted for years. I worried about my wider family's physical health. I worried about what my friends would think of me when I struggled to keep up with messaging and calling them. I fought stillness. My body was still, but my mind was like a whirlpool. This time was when I should have been recharging and resting, but the state of worry only revealed the truth. Was I really trusting in God when things were tough, or was it only when it was like an easier, more predictable times? Even though everything was intensified, this elusive sleep was not something that was just reserved for the pandemic. It was something that had reared its head over the years in my life. And I know that I'm not the only one. So why does God call us here in this psalm to be still? And why is it important? Well, the words be still here in Psalm 46, when you translate them into the Hebrew, it's a word called rapha. And it means this: to slacken, to cease, to be still, to let go, to be quiet. Think about that for a moment. I'm just going to read that list again. Just close your eyes as I say it. Be still. To slacken. To cease. To be still. to let go, to be quiet. How nice does that actually sound? Sounds nice, doesn't it? For me, it was like a long soul sigh. In this stillness, we can let go, and we are reminded that we are not God. We don't need to hold on to everything so tightly. I realized that I, in particular, needed to remind myself of this often, as it is something that I easily forget on a day-to-day basis. So I need to be still every day. You know, we are not actually the center of the universe. We are not responsible for everyone and everything, and we need to remind ourselves of that. And you know, it feels wonderful. Now, lots of people in our society have recognized this need for stillness and this sort of need for contemplativeness. They've cottoned onto this idea of being still, and it's why mindfulness and meditation has really taken off. But this type of stillness is different. God says this: be still and know that I am God. The Message version puts it like this: step out of the traffic. Take a long, loving look at me, your high God, above politics, above everything. Step out of the rat race and look up. If I ever get a chance to go away for a holiday or a short break, I will most likely choose to go to the Isle of Skye. One of the reasons that I love to go there is it makes me feel small. And that brings me closer to God. You see, the mountains there are really big, they're really huge, and they're kind of a bit scary, they're foreboding. There are really, 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 really big cliffs in the Isle of Skye, and the sea is often wild. It reminds me of God's power and my lack of. One of the things I love the most about the Isle of Skye is the stars. Now, because we tend to stay in very remote places when we visit there, there's no light pollution. So the view of the stars are absolutely awe-inspiring. There are actually so many of them, and they are spectacularly bright. We don't normally see the stars like that in our street. In fact, how often do you go outside at night just to look at the stars? I will tell you what happens when you get a glimpse of God's creation like that. You can't help yourself but pray and worship the Creator. You are literally in awe and wonder. When you stop and realize there is more to life than what you immediately see in front of you, when you behold the Creator of the entire cosmos, you become aware of who you are. Whenever I see the stars in the sky, I'm also reminded of God's promise to Abram. In Genesis 15, verse 5, it says this: then the Lord took Abram outside and said to him, look up into the sky and count the stars if you can. That's how many descendants you will have. You know, I think of all who have gone before and all who will come after, and I see myself as a tiny, tiny part of this huge tapestry, and I am so aware that my life is fleeting. Psalm 144, verses 3 to 4 says this: O Lord, what are human beings that you should notice them? Mere mortals that you should think about them? For they are like a breath of air. Their days are like a passing shadow. This may actually be a bit of a depressing thought if you didn't know that this life is not the end. Rather, to me, this brings me hope. This life we live is short, but we all are already living in the eternal life which we have been given. Psalm 46 talks about this. In Psalm 46, verses 1 to 3 and verse 6, it says this: God is our refuge and strength, always ready to help in times of trouble. So we will not fear when earthquakes come and the mountains crumble into the sea. Let the oceans roar and foam. Let the mountains tremble as the waters surge. The nations are in chaos and their kingdoms crumble. God's voice thunders and the earth melts. You know, everyone will experience troubles in this life. It tells us here of earthquakes and mountains falling into the seas, oceans roaring and foaming. This life is temporary. But then we hear about the kingdom of God in verses 4 and 5. It says this, a river brings joy to the city of our God, the sacred home of the Most High. God dwells in that city. It cannot be destroyed. From the very break of day, God will protect it. The kingdom of God is eternal. It lasts forever and it cannot be destroyed. Nothing can take away the security that we have and that we find in our heavenly citizenship. And when we take this time to be still, we get a new perspective. We are so small. Our life is indeed fleeting, like a breath. But this life is not the end. You are part of something so much bigger. It's mind-blowing, but it's also a relief. We begin to see ourselves from God's perspective, and it changes everything. Listen to the psalmist's words as he grapples with this wonder. He says this in Psalm 8, verses 3 to 4. When I behold your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him, or the son of man that you care for him? The promise that God gives us at the beginning and the middle and the end of Psalm 46 is this. God is always ready to help in times of trouble, and the Lord is here among us. It is the same promise that he gives us all throughout the Bible. He is God with us, Emmanuel. He will never leave us. God, the creator of time and space and the galaxies, has time for you. He tells us so. In Psalm 139, verse 17, it says something amazing. It says this, how precious are your thoughts about me, O God? They cannot be numbered. God's thoughts about you are never ending. You have immense value to God. And there is a direct connection when we are still. And when we look up, we remember who God is. And in turn, we begin to see who we are. We see our true identity in the light of eternity. We see ourselves the way that God sees us. Yes, our life is fleeting, but you absolutely and profoundly matter to God. And this is a mystery that should bring you to your knees with wonder and praise. So, practically, how do we be still? How do we do this? Well, I think it's good if we intentionally think about, if we each think about a time or a place which suits you. I think it's important that you actually plan this time and set it apart. Many people might find that first thing in the morning is really good to sit with God and find stillness. It's a time where you can find stillness for your soul before the day begins. But it's not going to be prescriptive for everybody. It's whatever works for you. It could be during your lunch break, or at night before you go to bed, or on a dog walk, or after the school run, or during nap time. Now, it sounds a bit strange, but you may even need to set a timer at first. This is because, through personal experience, if you think, I'm going to be still for 5 minutes, then you might spend a lot of that 5 minutes checking your phone to see how long you've actually been still for. So set a timer so you know it's going to go off in that time. The daily discipline of being still with God is going to be a great foundation to build your day around. Something that I have found really helpful in this last little while is another type of being still. It's called breath prayer. And when things felt really out of control, and when I was right in the middle of chaos and stress and anxiety, I found that if I just took a minute to close my eyes, just even briefly, and breathe in and out, saying, you are God and you are here with me. And I said it often in my head if I was with people. Sometimes I even did it in the middle of a tricky conversation. It is so powerful. You open your eyes and often the situation may actually be the same. But your perspective has changed. God's presence becomes a reality. And you feel calmness and peace. That calmness and peace for your soul only comes through the Holy Spirit strengthening you. Now, at the beginning, this being still might feel strange. We aren't good at being completely still. We are the generation who double screen. We check our phone continually, or we listen to podcasts while we do anything, walk, cook. Silence and stillness are foreign. We get really frustrated if we have to wait 2 minutes in a line. I got really cross yesterday at Tesco's because I had to do so. You see, we are really important. We are really busy. It might feel like this is going to be tricky because it's another thing to add to your to-do list. When you're really busy, it might go against the grain. But those who practice this will tell you that it is life-giving. And when you spend time with God, you will be more fruitful, more effective, and will live every day with an eternal perspective, which will give you real peace for your souls. So, right now, we're going to try it. We're going to put this into practice today, and we're going to spend time being still and sitting before our Father. So what I would like you to do is just, you can find a space somewhere else if you would like. There's plenty of space at the front, or you can stay where you are. But just find a place where you think you can be still. And often, maybe your bodily posture can change things too. So you might want to put your hands out where you are. You might want to close your eyes. You may want to kneel. But just find a space where you can just be still with the Father today. As you close your eyes, you might want to take a deep breath in. And as you breathe in, you can say, you are God. And as you breathe out, you can say, you are here with me. If your mind wanders during this time, that's okay. Just take that breath in again and say, you are God and you are here with me. Just sit with the Father. But I'm going to set the timer so you don't need to worry. Thank you. just going to open your eyes now. That was 5 minutes of stillness with the Father. I'm just going to pray over us today, and then Kenny's going to come up and close. Father, we thank you that you are a God who is so interested in us. And whenever we take the time to come to you, you're already there waiting for us. I thank you for the time we've had this morning to sit with you and just to be with you. And I pray that we will continue to prioritize that time, to be still and to know that you are God. Amen.